it's sad to see what's happening in the news and in the papers. Not that I believe 99% of what the mainstream media says, because they're all tied in with this globalist problem that we've got at the minute. But looking at Greece, it's sad to see such a great country that's produced so much for the world just tear itself, be torn apart. People are angry, they're frustrated. Money is drying up fast. No sooner do they get a loan and the money seems to be gone. But that's the problem. You get a country that's asking for these bailouts, then these mega banks have basically got you. Yeah, okay. If over an extended time period, at a reasonable rate, you could pay it back. And I'm not saying 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I'm talking 50 or more years at a reasonable rate that the country can afford and allow it to actually get itself back into, well, a decent order. But from what I've seen recently online with the new media, I should like to call it, countries like Greece, Portugal and others that are going for bailouts are not going to get that option, because if you go by what the mega banks are working on at the minute, their intention is to crash the world economy. Question is, how do we stop them? Well, one way is to start spreading the word out to your friends, your family. May suggest that you check out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're both run by radio TV host Alex Jones. Yes, I know, you're probably going to say it's conspiracy theory, but considering he's been working at something like this for 17 years, I think he knows what he's talking about. And a lot of people now have finally woken up. The problem is, we need more. As I say, check out his websites. If you want to find out the truth, he knows what's going on.